Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3, it's The Breakfast Huddle. I'm Elliot Danker. It is now time for The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang. And Ryan, this morning we are focusing on some of the biggest currency moves this week and at the same time zooming in on how inflation concerns and obviously the rising number of COVID Delta cases are affecting risk appetite.
That's right. A couple of currencies moving this week and also making headlines is how the ECB's latest policy meeting is maybe moving the FX markets. And we saw the European Central Bank promising to keep low rates for longer as COVID-19 casts a shadow over growth. And to bring us more details and a bigger picture, I've got Adam Ishmael. He is the head of dealing for Asia at OFFX. Happy Friday, Adam. How are you doing?
Happy Friday, Elliot. Ryan, thanks for having me. Hope you're both well.
Yeah, we're all doing well and glad to have you with us as well, Adam. So let's start with how the US dollar has been pretty strong this week. Walk us through what you're seeing in terms of how this is affecting the other G10 currencies like the Australian dollar, the euro and the British pound. What's your take on what's happening?
Yeah, I would say it's questionable whether this rebound is to last. You know, like you said, we saw US dollar rather strong earlier this week, mainly because of inflation concerns and the rising number of Delta variant cases globally. So this certainly prompted the market to flock to the safe haven greenback. For the Australian dollar, despite yesterday's slight uptick against the USD, we now see South Australia going into a fresh 7-day lockdown, meaning half the population in Australia, including Sydney and Melbourne, are again under restrictions. So being a risk-sensitive currency, it's really uncertain whether this recovery of the AUD will sustain. And I think I'll add to that, in addition to this, you know, the minutes of the Reserve Bank of Australia on Tuesday suggested no rate increase before 2024 because they believe inflation is transitionary. So it didn't really end up sparking a huge surge in demand for the Aussie dollar either, and thus keeping rates low.
Adam, Elliot here. I want to talk about whether that trend is similar for the euro and the pound. I mean, where COVID-19 cases are concerned, France is seeing a bit of a problem. The European Central Bank also had something to say this morning. Is the trend the same?
Yeah, you know what, Elliot? Like you said, COVID cases, eurozone ticking higher. France, you know, daily cases are crossing almost over 18,000, almost double of last week. With the ECB discussion yesterday, you know, they pledged to keep interest rates at record lows for the foreseeable future, mainly to boost slow and sluggish inflation. But again, I think with the increasing Delta variant cases, you know, it's still posing a huge risk to economic recovery. So even though euro has had a slight uptake, it's still at its lowest point against the US since April. For pound sterling, you know, demand slightly picked up on Wednesday after hitting a 5-month low on Tuesday. But we're seeing similar themes, of course. Market has ongoing concerns regarding COVID cases, but also there's been quite a long stall over the UK's plans to lift restrictions. So again, people are seeking out safe haven currencies like the US dollar. For businesses looking to settle payments in euro and pounds, now could be a good time.
Richard, Adam Ishmael, he is the head of dealing for Asia, OFX. Adam, let's look at what's happening in the space for oil. And this has been moving around the drama surrounding the OPEC Plus cartel. They finally have a compromise deal. Adam, walk us through how you're seeing oil prices moving and how that's impacting the currency market.
Yeah, you know, oil prices rose about 4% overnight on Wednesday. So countries that rely on oil exports, such as Canada, for example, has definitely been the biggest winner of the week. Canadian dollar rose about 1.2% against the US dollar. Yeah, expectations that oil will be in tight supply until the end of the year. So groups like OPEC, for example, are seeking ways to boost supply in efforts to cool prices and meet demand. So until then, I think it should help boost the Canadian dollar and economy, which has lost almost 3% as recently as June this year.
We've been speaking with Adam Ishmael, who is head of dealing for Asia at OFX. Adam, appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you very much. Happy Friday.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.